from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A weekend car accident on Highway 655 has killed two people. Cochrane OPP were called to the single vehicle occurrence at around 12:30 yesterday morning. The highway had to be closed for several hours just south of Driftwood. More details will be released as the investigation continues. No surprise that water consumption in Timmins has skyrocketed over the past week. Among provisions of the water use bylaw is that odd-numbered house owners should only water their lawns and gardens on odd-numbered days, even numbers on even-numbered days. City of Timmins Public Works Director Ken Kersell says the whole idea, especially in hot, dry weather, is to not waste.
We shouldn't be wasting water in today's day and age. There's no need to it. We do understand there's a need, but we're just asking people not to waste.
If someone is found to be wasting water outdoors, bylaw enforcement will first educate them. If it persists, the homeowner will be fined. The high temperatures and lack of rain for more than a week increase the risk of the forest bursting into flames, and that could threaten your home or cottage. MNRF Fire Information Officer Shane McCool says there are things you can do to protect your property when a fire is approaching. Mark off a 10-meter radius around it. Clean up anything combustible, including dried needles and leaves.
So just removing any combustible material in that zone 10 meters around your home can have a very high impact in reducing impacts from a wildland fire.
For other valuable advice, McCool refers us to ontario.ca/forestfires and firesmartcanada.ca. A community museum like the one in Timmins preserves the artifacts it has for the future. So, as director-curator Karen Bachman notes, not everything the museum has is on display.
Any museum in the province of Ontario, only 5 to 10% of their collections will be out on display. The point is to keep these things for the future.
That doesn't mean any single piece will never be on display. We'll look at what goes on at the museum more closely in the weeks to come. In Country 93.1 Sports, by 4 wickets, the Timmins Tigers lost the championship game of the Mayor's Cup of Cricket yesterday in Timmins. Sault Ste. Marie came out victorious. The Timmins Cricket Championship goes the weekend after next, and the Northern College Cup is up for grabs on the Canada Day weekend, all at Fern Tremblay Park. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.